Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Kathy Perry is here. Kathy is a 7-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. She is the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She is one of the top social media experts and search engine optimization experts on the planet. She's also my all of those things. And she is our good friend Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So let's talk about Facebook next segment.
Well, what I would love to share is some things to never do.
Let's do that next. Let's do that in the next segment.
Oh, okay.
Because
you
I think there's more to talk about, and I want to do that in the next segment.
Okay.
Let's talk about the emails and messaging.
The emails and messaging. Okay. Well, you know, how many annoying and, you know, emails do we get? And we just
you mean like the thousands of spam I get that I can't get rid of?
Thousands of spam. But what we have to remember is we don't want to annoy our prospects or our customers, and that we should focus on solutions, focus on how we can send them something that would be really of benefit to them. So most of them focus on us, like a rep who's sending
or
out
a presumption,
email.
Or us being presumptuous about them.
Yes, yes.
I know that you do this, I know you like this, or in your industry, blah, 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 when you don't know me at all.
You don't know them at all. And, you know, you
don't
have
know
to
me.
Personalize. you have to write an email like you're talking specifically to one person instead of a blast to a group. And if you have any type of a CRM, you can personalize it so that you can actually look at the history of any interaction with a prospect or a customer,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you reference that. So personalization is really important.
This is something that I said this a long time ago, and I put it in the book. And this is one of the things that people have told me that has meant as much as anything that I've said to them. And I think this is really important. Contribute first, contract second.
Absolutely.
When you write an email or a text to a customer, to a prospect, and it is an intention to get them to take action, you have to say, have they given me permission to ask them this? If they haven't, then you're asking for a contract and it's not ready. If you say they haven't given me permission to ask them that question, then you have to go and do what you were saying a minute ago, contribute something to them, give them something that is helpful,
yeah.
that doesn't have a call to action to it.
Exactly.
That's relevance. That's the definition of relevance, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's very important. The other important thing with an email, if you're going to send an email out, it's that subject line is really valuable real estate, because that's what's going to determine whether they open it or don't open it. And I think it's important to reference how you're connected or what is the true purpose. I hate to have subject lines that are deceiving to get me to open it, and then it's not at all what it was.
Well, that's a good way to have a prospect turn into to having you put on the on their blacklist.
On the do not disturb list.
Spam. Go directly to spam. Do not pass no. Do not collect $200. Yes. Go directly to spam.
Right. So, I like to make longer subject lines to make sure that they know how we're connected or who referred me or why I'm even sending something.
Hey, Kathy,
to them.
We met last night at the chamber meeting.
Yes. See, I think that's really great when you reference when you, talk to them,
mm-hmm.
or how you're connected. I get you know, even a referral.
That's a greeting. That's a greeting. That's not a trap.
No. It's really important to, you know, set that right. Now, I'll tell you, the real new invasive thing is the messaging on Facebook.
Right.
Now that they've allowed ads, it's so invasive.
Well, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to give Facebook a full onslaught here when we come back after these messages. KathyPerry.com, right?
Yes.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.